Reformed Church.
You know, as you go through, as you continue, I should say, you continue listening and you hear so many cool things about who we are and who we have been made. The one thing, obviously, that becomes evident is that who you are is not everything that you see, right? Who we are is not everything that we're seeing with our physical eyes. But the cool thing is that it's the same thing. And actually, I'll show it to you like this because it was a pretty cool, let me see if I can find it. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 5. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 5. It says, "For he has not put the world to come, of which we speak in subjection to angels, but one testified in a certain place, saying, 'What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him?'" This is the New King James Version. It says, "You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory. You have crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet." Right? So it's interesting that he talks about how all this, how bringing you to kind of understand everything that Jesus possesses, right? How everything has been put under his feet. And then in verse number 8, he says, "You have put all things under his feet, for in that he has put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him." So the cool thing is that he tells you the truth of who Jesus is and what the Lord has, right? And then he says, but as far as us physically seeing that, right? He says, but you do not yet see all these things put under him. In verse number 9 says, "But you do see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone." So we don't see everything put under his feet, but you do see him. So in other words, as we continue to know the Lord, right, you don't see everything in this world in subjection to him, right? And a different way, the way I was thinking about this is, you don't see this being the kingdom of God. In other words, that he reigns over all things here. In other words, obviously to the sight, for you to be able to see it, right? And so I was thinking about that, and then it was pretty cool because I came across something that I was thinking about, and then it's funny, I wrote it down as a question, and I'm like, yeah, like that's exactly how it is. So in actually chapter 1, right before he comes into what we just read, chapter 1 of Hebrews and verse number 13, he says, but to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool, right? Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. So I started thinking about that. Right? He says, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. And then I remember there is another very, very similar, but it's not worded the same way, a very similar quote, right? Here he says, and notice how it's worded, right? Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Now keep that in your mind, right? Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. So the two words that I want you to have your mind on are sit and in footstool, right? So let's go to 1 Corinthians 15, 22. 1 Corinthians 15, 22. "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Then the end comes when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and all power." So there is a day coming where all rule, all authority, and all power will be put in subjection to the Father and to the Son, right? But obviously that helps you understand that right now there are rulers and authorities and principalities and powers that are not subject to God, right? In other words, they kind of, if you can to put it in a manner of speech, right? They kind of do whatever they want, not against children of God, right? Where they have no authority, right? No authority, they have no reign over, but they're in the world today, right? But the day will come, right, when those principalities, those authorities and those powers, everything will be put subject unto the Lord. And it's interesting that that he says, well, we'll just read it. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule, an end to all rule and authority and power. And then he says, verse 25, which is similar to what we were reading before in Hebrews 1, I believe, he said, for he must reign. In the previous chapter, it says, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool, right? Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Here he says, for he must reign till he has put all his enemies under his feet, right? So it's an interesting thing, like when you see that, when the Lord talks about he telling Jesus here, sit at my right hand, right? Hasn't it ever bothered you ever? And it used to bother me that it said, sit here for you must reign. Right, like that, the wording there, like sit here because you must reign, is a little weird because they're like you must reign until I make your enemies your footstool. And I used to think a while ago, like well, if you're reigning, isn't everything under your feet already? And the thing is, so he has, right, in the heavens, right, where the will of God is perfectly done, right, the Lord reigns there. That's the kingdom of God, right? The Lord reigns supreme there, right? The will of God is perfectly done there, right? But so when he says, sit at my right hand, right, till I make your enemies your footstool, it's kind of a way of saying, reign, you reign here presently above all principality, power, and dominion. In other words, the reality of Jesus, right, is that he is above all principality, above all power, above all dominion, and none of these things have any dominion over him. Right now he reigns, but he the reign of God, right, is not across the entirety of this earth, right? There is the reign of God is within the kingdom of God right now, right? And we are obviously part of that kingdom, right? So the Lord, the will of God can be manifested in and through our lives, right? But so the thing to see is that he says, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. And then here he says, for he must reign till he has put all things under his feet. So to sit at the right hand of God is to reign with him, right? To sit at the right hand of God is to reign with him. So he reigns, Jesus and the Father, obviously, they reign, right, in the kingdom, that which is of his kingdom. And there's coming a day where the heavens and the earth, right, will be jurisdiction, right, of God the Father and the Son, right, where they have total say and total control over everything that goes on. But the cool thing about this is that when you start seeing that, you see that he says in Ephesians chapter 1, I'll show this to you, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 19, if we can go there real quick, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 19. Paul is just saying, you know, that we would be able to see the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places. So he's talking about, right, how he was raised from the dead, he was glorified, and then he was seated with the Father to reign with him, right? But obviously there'll come a day when the glory of God will fill the earth, the knowledge of the Lord will fill the earth, and Christ will reign, right? He will reign in heaven and on the earth, right? Where the kingdom of God, the will of God will be done across the earth, right? But then he says, the power that is toward us, he says, the power that is toward us, verse 21, he says, far above, he says, he sat him at his right hand, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. So today, you don't see everything the way it's described that he has, right? You don't see everything under his feet. You don't see everything in this world subject unto him, right? But the day will come where everything will be manifest as it is today. In other words, the reality of the fact is that Christ, right, reigns over, how can I say that? Christ is above all of these things, right? The way it says, far above all. So he is above all principality, above all power, above all might, above all dominion. But the day will come where everything then will be subject unto him and subject unto the Father as well, right? And then he says in chapter 2 of Ephesians, right? In chapter 2 of Ephesians, it says in verse number 4, Ephesians 2, 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right? So what we know is that he has sat us with him, right? Sat us with him. So the reality of who we are and the reality of who he is that he reigns, right? Right now, Jesus reigns, right? But his reign, right, is not yet of this earth, right? So this world is not the kingdom of God right now, right? But he reigns. He does reign, and none of these things, none of these powers, none of these principalities of this age, right, have any power or dominion over him. But the interesting thing is that we also, though, he said, we have been seated with him. In other words, we have been made to reign with him. It's not just that we're gonna reign, but we have been seated with him already. In other words, just like the Father said, here, sit at my right hand because you must reign until I make your enemies your footstool. In other words, until everything is visibly subject unto you, right? But right now you have been set above everything, right? And he says, and then he says of us, he says, we have been made alive. We who were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together. In verse number 6, and raised us up together, made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right? So even though today we don't see everything subject unto the Lord, even though today you don't see the reign of God and the will of God being completely done on the earth, the cool thing to see is that just as today the reality of Christ is that he's above all these things and none of these things have dominion over him, in the exact same way, right, we have been have been seated together with him. In other words, we have been given the same authority as he has, right? The same dominion that he has. And he says that if we then today, right, in Romans chapter 5, if we today receive, he says, right, if verse 17 of chapter 5, Romans 5, 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ, right? So in other words, the reign that we have, in other words, the position that we have with Christ, right? Even though the will of God is not done in everyone's life today on the earth, but in our lives, right? We who are part of that kingdom, right? We are who have been translated out of this kingdom and into that kingdom, right? The will of God can be done effortlessly in our lives, right? It can work effortlessly in our lives, right? Because we are already part of that kingdom and we all have already been seated together with him. So just like, even though there are physical things you don't see, to be able to understand, obviously beholding Jesus, right? Because that's who he says that you don't yet see everything subject unto him, but you do see Jesus. In the same way, when you're wondering, you know, like, what is it that we have been put above? Like, what authority is it that we have? The one that you behold is you behold Jesus, and you understand how he has been set above these things, right? How he has authority above all these things, how he has been given all authority in heaven and in earth, right? So in the same way, we have been also seated together with him. So it's just a cool thing to see, a cool thing to continue to understand that the reign that Jesus has today, we enjoy that with him. And as we receive the abundance of the grace of God and we continue to work through the gift of righteousness that we possess today, right? We continue to receive through that same righteousness. Because it's interesting that it even says that the kingdom of our God, it says a scepter of righteousness, it says, right? Now, I don't understand everything about that, but it's interesting to see that those who are righteous are the ones that reign with the Lord. In other words, like the reign of God is a reign of righteousness, right? And all that are righteous reign together with him.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this unpopular message to the world. If you'd like to support Reformed Church, you can do so at reforminus.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reforminus.com.